Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, like expressed to them, I was mad. I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, it is about that time. You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. We are coming to you on this Tuesday, March 17. I am, of course, recording this at home, at my apartment. As you guys know, you tuned in to the Monday edition of the show. We have moved Current Sports from our usual cozy studio of Studio S, and we've now gotten real cozy here at my apartment, of course, due to the very serious coronavirus crisis that not just our nation is going through, our world is going through. So, you know, we're still bringing the heat to you, and who said that there would not be any big sporting news to talk about? I mean, come on now, because the sports heavens have parted and given us a major story that is developing as I am speaking to you all right now. Tom Brady, Michigan's own Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, he has come out today and announced that he will no longer play for the New England Patriots organization. Yeah, folks, this is real. This is not a hoax. Tom Brady has gone to good old social media and let it be known to all Patriots fans out there and all football fans alike that he is done in New England. This is huge. This ends his 20-year run in just a moment. I'm going to tell you exactly what he had to say, courtesy of his Instagram account. You're going to get my thoughts on this major, major news. And we're just going to dive into some other moves, some other major moves that have also happened in the world of NFL free agency day one, because a few of them have been quite shocking. I cannot lie. All right? So that will be to start the show. That's what we'll do to start the show. And then later on this hour, you know, I just feel like we need some positive sporting news. We need to highlight just some positive figures here on WKAR's Current Sports, just to lift our spirits up. Because trust me, I know, folks, I mean, we're all feeling the effect of the coronavirus crisis here in our nation. And you know, somebody actually commented yesterday when they were listening to yesterday's Current Sports. Again, that was the first one that we produced from my studio here at my in apartment palace, if you will. And somebody commented and said that, Al, you sound so sad today. You sound so sad. And I commented back and said, yeah. You know, because listening back to it, you know, I do, and it's been really tough, man. Can't even lie. You know, for all sports fans out there, it's just really tough to crack a smile right now because, you know, usually sports are your getaway. It's your distraction, if you will, from everything that's happening in our day-to-day world, right, in our nation. And now we've seen this spill over into the sporting world. So, you know, I'm getting better by the day. I know sports fans are getting better by the day as we all try to figure out how to cope with this thing. And I thought that it would be really cool to have a throwback interview roll in with former Michigan State football great Todd Duckett and student philanthropist Tim Hurd, as both of those fantastic men have now collaborated and produced a podcast by the name of Gumption. And if you don't know what Gumption means, and if you missed the first time I talked with these two individuals about the Gumption podcast, you get the chance to hear a bit of that today. And again, I think it's fitting because, you know, this podcast is focused on the word gumption. And gumption means shrewd or spirited initiative and resourcefulness. Basically means you are extremely, extremely, extremely positive. All right. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. It means you have guts. You have full of, you know, you are full of courage. And, you know, that's what their podcast focuses on. It is so positive. And, you know, if you miss it the first time, I feel like today is a fitting day to play a bit of that on today's current sports. All right. So we'll talk NFL free agency, and then we'll have a throwback chat with Tim Hurd and Todd Duckett. All right. So, you know, as I stated on Monday's current sports, it's a bit different. The way in which you can weigh in is by texting us. You know, we can't take phone calls. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the way you can text us. You can also tweet us, tweet the show, at WKAR News, or you can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. And as always, you can simply weigh in courtesy of Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com/WKAR News and you can weigh in there. All right. And a few of you actually texted us during the show yesterday. I do want to give a big shout out to Alex and Aaron. Aaron texted us yesterday and said, thanks for showing up. And we ain't stopping this party, Aaron. We are not stopping this current sports train. Ain't no party like a current sports party. All right. And we're not going to let this crisis stop us. All right. And this is what also Aaron texted yesterday. I'm mad that we're not going to hear Luther Vandross sing this year at the beginning. Well, excuse me, at the end of the big dance. Of course, One Shining Moment. That's the song that is played, you know, showing all of the highlights throughout the NCAA tournament, culminating with whoever the champion is for that year. And, you know, I certainly feel you on that one, Aaron. If you have not seen the Twitter account of Michigan State basketball, they actually put together a One Shining Moment highlight montage centered just on the MSU men's basketball team. It was very, very cool. I actually retweeted it yesterday. Awesome, awesome stuff. So if you are missing that song, Aaron, check out that video, and hopefully it brings you a good feeling, and hopefully you crack a smile. All right. And also, Alex comments and says that we're still listening, Al. Shout out to the Facebook fam. And yeah, you know, we've cultivated, you know, a little Facebook family, a Facebook current sports family, just like our listenership out there. And, you know, we have listeners and viewers that just tune in whenever we go live on Facebook at 1 p.m. inside of Studio S. So good to see that the Facebook fam has migrated now to our radio airwaves and are listening on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM. Or you may be listening to the podcast version at WKAR.org. All right. However you're tuned in, thank you so much, Alex and Aaron. Thank you guys so much for weighing in via text. Again, you can do the same by just simply texting us at 517-355-9527. You know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All All right, we start here. Where else are we going to start, right? Tom Brady has said goodbye to the New England Patriots in a series of posts on Instagram today, effectively ending his 20-year run with the only NFL team that he has ever known. I'll read a bit of what Tom Brady had to say on his Instagram today. Quote, I wanted to say thank you to all of the incredible fans and Patriot supporters. Massachusetts has been my home for 20 years. It has truly been the happiest two decades I could have envisioned in my life, and I have nothing but love and gratitude for my time in New England. The support has been overwhelming. I wish every player could experience it. My children were born and raised here, and you always embrace this California kid as your own. I love your commitment and loyalty to your teams and winning for our city. And it means more than you'll ever know. I can't thank you enough for the support of our team, the packed training camps and sold-out stadiums, and mostly the victory parades. I have been so blessed to share them with you all. And then, as the Instagram post continues, he thanks his teammates and coaches and Coach Bill Belichick and so on and so forth. And, you know, he has the caption on this post as, "Forever a Patriot." Now, included in this Instagram post, well, not included in this Instagram post, is where he will sign for the upcoming season. He did indicate he was leaving, but he has not said where he is going. So I'll have more thoughts on this. I want to hear your reaction to this. Again, go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment there. Tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Tweet me directly at AlMartinWKAR. Or you can text us at 517-355-9527. But Tom Brady is done in New England. Shocking stuff. You know, I kind of had a feeling it was going to happen, but to finally read it and get official confirmation, a bit weird, I must say. Okay, and 2 days prior to the start of free agency, quarterback Kirk Cousins, he actually agreed on a 2-year contract extension with the Minnesota Vikings. That's according to his agent, Mike McCartney. Cousins had 1 year left on his current deal, a historic 3-year fully guaranteed contract that he signed back in March of 2018, and was due a $29.5 million base salary for 2020, which becomes $10 million on his new deal. Now, his new deal is worth $66 million over 2 years, including $61 million guaranteed at signing. Kirk Cousins, the former Michigan State quarterback great that he is, he will be fully guaranteed a $21 million base salary in 2021, and his base salary for 2022 is $35 million. That's guaranteed for injury upon signing, but converts to a full guarantee on the third day of the 2021 year. Bottom line, dollar bill, y'all, Kirk Cousins just got paid. That's amazing stuff. Kirk Cousins, shout out to him, making a lot of cheese at the next level. All right, also, former New England Patriots linebacker Jamie Collins is signing with your Detroit Lions on a 3-year, $30 million deal, $18 million guaranteed. The Detroit Lions also started rebuilding, I should say, that interior of that defensive line on Monday night by agreeing to a 2-year, $10 million deal with former Chicago defensive tackle Nick Williams. And the Lions are in agreement on terms with former Philadelphia Eagles offensive tackle Halala Pulavatai. Yeah, I kid you not. That's his name. Halala Pulavatai Vatai. At least I think that's how I'm pronouncing it. All right, so the Detroit Lions adding a few names there. All right, Graham Glasgow, the Denver Broncos, and versatile offensive lineman formerly with the Detroit Lions, Graham Glasgow. He has agreed to terms on a 4-year, $44 million contract, including $26 million guaranteed. Glasgow has played 16-game seasons at both center and guard since joining the Lions in the 2016 draft. He started at left guard for the entire 2017 season, center in 2018, and all but one game sat out with an injury at right guard. So he certainly has the versatility to fit in wherever Denver needs him to, but, you know, Graham Glasgow was one of the most dependable guys on that Detroit Lions roster, and a lot of people believe that the Denver Broncos got a steal here. It still amazes me that the Detroit Lions organization let him go and wasn't able to come to a deal with him. But no, it doesn't surprise me because we're talking about the Detroit Lions, for goodness sake. Okay, I also want to highlight some other big NFL moves in the league. As day one in NFL free agency opened up with a few bangs, none bigger though than the news that Tom Brady is not returning to the New England Patriots organization. But some, and again, we don't know where he's going, but some official moves as when it comes to a few players that we do know where they are headed. The Houston Texans, they traded star receiver and three-time first-team All-Pro DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona. That's a shocker. Did not see that one coming. Wide receiver Randall Cobb, who played for my Dallas Cowboys last season, he is headed to the Houston Texans on a three-year, $27 million deal. But again, I'm not crying a river here because we do retain Amari Cooper as he intends to re-sign with my Cowboys. How about the Cowboys? On a five-year, $100 million deal. So, Coop, we'll get the deal done with Coop. And the Buffalo Bills have acquired wide receiver Stephon Diggs from the Minnesota Vikings for multiple draft choices. And check this, the Las Vegas Raiders. I am still getting used to saying that. The Las Vegas Raiders have agreed to a deal with former Tennessee Titans QB Marcus Mariota. So, you know that whole rumor about the Raiders possibly being interested in Tom Brady, which they may have been, and everybody kind of speculating that Las Vegas was going to be the next destination for the GOAT? Well, that's out the window now because the Raiders are signing Marcus Mariota. And also want to highlight free agent tight end Jimmy Graham. He has agreed to a deal with the Chicago Bears, two-year, $16 million, $9 million of that is guaranteed. So a lot of movement in the National Football League right now. Stay tuned. All right, and check this out. You know, I wanted to include this in our headliners because I am a huge fan of Bruce Lee, if you didn't know. Bruce Lee is one of my idols and has been since I was a child. And Kyler Murray, he capped off an amazing first season in the NFL. And how did he celebrate? Well, he copped an insane Bruce Lee diamond pendant. I kid you not, you got to check this thing out. TMZ Sports has learned that the Arizona Cardinals star quarterback in Kyler Murray, he hit up Zoe Frost and Company shortly after winning the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year honors to have this crazy, sick, insane in the membrane chain made. We're told right now that the ice features 40 carats of diamonds, approximately 7,800 stones, and all told, the drip weighs in at a whopping 330 grams. Oh boy, that's a lot. That's a lot of money on your neck, right? Now, as for the price, TMZ is reporting that it is worth $95,000. I got lightheaded just saying that amount. My goodness. But again, he's a multi-million dollar athlete. Kyler Murray can't afford it. He is right now in the middle of a four-year, $35 million contract as the number one overall pick in the 2019 NFL draft. So, hey, let it drip, Kyler. Let it drip. Man, that's really awesome. I would love to rock that chain just for like 10 seconds. Just for 10 seconds. Bruce Lee? I mean, come on, man. A Bruce Lee drip like that? Okay. All right. Here's this news, folks. New Ionia head basketball coach. Rick Pitino. Yes, Rick Pitino has a job in college basketball, if you have not heard. Patino said yesterday that he deserved to be fired by the University of Louisville. You think? Yeah, 3 years ago, after the FBI opened an investigation into fraud and corruption in college basketball, Louisville's board voted unanimously to fire Patino in October of 2017 after allegations against Louisville that included payments of $100,000 to the family of a recruit. No one from Louisville was arrested. Patino has always said that he was not aware of any pay-for-play scheme, but he told WFAN Radio that he has accepted that he failed as a leader. This is what Patino had to say. Quote, looking back on it now, I deserve to be fired by Louisville. Was I innocent of any wrongdoing? Yes, I was. But I was the leader, and I deserve to be fired. I need to move on, and that's what I probably have learned the most. All right, I'm glad he had that moment that you know, he came to the front of the congregation. But, you know, it's just still mind-boggling to me that Ionia has decided to proceed and hire him and get him back in the coaching of college basketball. Anything for winning, I guess, right? Anything to get a dub. All right, the 146th running of the Kentucky Derby was postponed until the first Saturday in September. That's being reported by WDRB News, the latest sporting event to be affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It is the first time the Derby will not be held on the first Saturday in May since 1945, when it was postponed until June. The Derby will be postponed, again, until Saturday, September 5th. This is generally about the time the Kentucky State Fair is held. The Derby is a consistent $400 million economic boom for Louisville, with 2 weeks of events and celebration in the city, including the Thunder Over Louisville. I'm assuming that's got some kind of festival or something like that. So the Kentucky Derby postponed, the latest in many sporting events being postponed, and a lot of people believe this will be the next domino to fall, that being the Tokyo Olympics. Today, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, is talking with international sports federations, a second executive board meeting in the last 2 weeks. On Saturday, Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, he said that the Olympics will go ahead from July 24th to August 9th. The Japan section of the Olympic torch relay is actually due to start on March 26th. Now, the main focus of the meeting today is to discuss disruption to qualifying events for the games in light of the coronavirus crisis. But I just don't see how you can hold the Olympics. If you cancel all of these other sporting events here in America and abroad, how can you hold the Olympics? The biggest sporting event that draws athletes from all over the world, when you have travel bans taking place and the coronavirus numbers continue to rise. I just don't understand it. I don't know how in the world. It will take a miracle for the Olympics to proceed without any interruption. And the IOC is also going on record to say that they are not interested in holding the Olympics without fans. So, there you have that. 517-355-9527 is the number you can call or text. Well, not call, excuse me. You can just text. See, I'm so used to just saying, hey, you can call that number. No, just text. you can weigh in courtesy of Facebook at facebook.com/WKARnews, and you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or you can tweet the show at WKARnews. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about day one in NFL free agency, and I'll comment on Tom Brady deciding that he will no longer be a member of the New England Patriots organization. I'll also have some thoughts on former MSU quarterback great Kirk Cousins getting paid with a contract extension as quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am recording this right now in my apartment. As you guys know, we have moved from Studio S, and we are producing Current Sports remotely due to the coronavirus crisis. I'm slowly but surely adjusting to it, all right? The main thing is that we are still on the air and still aiming to entertain you all on the daily, because I know sports are your escape. All right, it's my escape as well. So glad that we are still on the air talking to you all, and Current Sports moves on, right? Okay, let's start here, because this was shocking news that came across the Sporting Wire as I was preparing to produce today's show. And that's that, if you haven't heard, the news that Tom Brady will not be a part of the New England Patriots organization from this point forward. I mean, folks, we are talking about a 20-year run. A 20-year run now coming to an end, when discussing what many believe to be the greatest quarterback of all time. He's certainly number one on my list. And he has decided now to leave the New England Patriots organization. It's pretty shocking. It really is, because, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots just go hand in hand. You know, when you see one athlete play with an organization for that long, it's so odd, because in today's 2020 sporting world, that's not the norm. We are used to mobility in today's sports world. You know, I'm a huge NBA fan, and you don't normally see a superstar spend more than two or three seasons with a franchise. You know, back in the day, it was the norm. You know, many superstars stay with one franchise. You know, we were talking about the late, great Kobe Bryant, you know, in January. And you look at his career, I mean, playing his entire career with one organization. We were highlighting that, and the reason why we highlight it is because it is so rare in today's sports world. So for Tom Brady to come out and announce that he is done with the New England Patriots organization, that he is moving on, he's doing it gracefully. You know, me saying, yeah, he's done, makes it sound a bit harsh. I mean, he's moving on now. Trying to process that news for a lot of sports fans is a bit weird. It really is. It was weird to read. It is weird to read the words that Tom Brady put together, saying that, hey, thank you, New England, but, you know, my time has come to an end. And I think it comes down to one thing for me. Well, actually, two things. I think that, one, Tom Brady wants to be paid. You know, Tom Brady is a player that has sacrificed his paycheck time and time again to try and make sure that the Patriots have been in the best position possible to compete for a Super Bowl at the end of the season. He has constantly done that. And I've also made this point. I mean, Tom Brady is in a really unique position based on who he's married to. I mean, when you're married to Gisele Bundchen, money can kind of take a back seat if you're Tom Brady. Because even though you're the GOAT, even though you are the face of sports in Massachusetts, your wife is one of the highest paid models in the world. You ain't got to be the breadwinner. You can afford to take a pay cut here and there in order to make sure your franchise has talent in other ways that helps you do your best job on the football field and put your team in the best position to win. He's in a very unique position in saying that. But Tom Brady has taken many, many pay cuts. And I think at the end of the day, you know, Tom Brady wants to be paid like the GOAT. Simply does. I mean, when you look around the league and you see many quarterbacks out there who are younger than you and not on your level getting paid more than you, sure, you know, money isn't a big thing to you because of who you're married to, but at the same time, it says something, you know, to be one of the highest paid or the highest paid in the league. Now, do I believe that Tom Brady, whatever his next contract is going to be, do I believe Tom Brady is going to be the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League? I don't think so. Simply because, and this brings me to point number two, simply because Tom Brady, we see Tom Brady Sunday to Sunday. We've seen his game digress a bit. We've seen Tom Brady's game fall off. And I don't even feel really comfortable saying that because I still believe that even though it depends on how you're comparing it. When you look at Tom Brady as the GOAT and you look at the numbers and the rings that he's won, I mean, the brother has six rings. You know, to say that he fell off last season, yeah, he fell off in comparison to the glory years and years past. But Tom Brady can still play quarterback in the NFL. You better check yourself if you don't think he still can. You know, the Patriots went out a bit earlier than expected last season, and Tom Brady did not have the greatest numbers last season, but Tom Brady is still Tom Brady. And this is a brother that just two seasons ago won his sixth ring. So let's not get it twisted here, but he is getting older. He is getting older, and you know, the only undefeated man in sports is Father Time. You know, Tom Brady will be 43 years old in August. 43 years old, playing one of the most brutal sports in our world. I mean, that takes a toll on you. So, of course, we saw Tom Brady's numbers go down. But he was still productive and effective. He leaned on that run game more so than usual, though. I'll tell you that. You know, now we're going to be debating for quite some time. And tomorrow I'm going to break down where I believe Tom Brady is going to go because I've got a feeling here. This is called the ultimate tease. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to tell you where I believe Tom Brady is going to go. I'm just going with my gut here. I got a strong feeling about this. But I believe he's going to get paid. Again, I'm not saying he's going to be paid as the number one quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league, but he's going to get some moolah. And you better believe that there are some teams out there who are desperate, who look at this and say, look, we got an opportunity to get the GOAT. Yeah, he may be 43 in August, but still, we got an opportunity to get the GOAT. He can still play football in this league. Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. And you better believe for some of these really bad franchises out there, they're going to make a hard push because at the very least, Tom Brady is going to put butts in the seats. So this is big news, though. You know, it feels weird. You know, if this year didn't feel weird already, you know, the fact that I'm sitting here on Current Sports and saying that Tom Brady is no longer a member of the New England Patriots organization, that makes it even weirder. My goodness, I can't believe I'm saying it. We all had a feeling this is coming too. You know, just to read a few comments coming in right now on my Facebook page. You know, I have one here. This is coming from Carnell. Carnell says everyone saw this coming. The big question is now, where to? Where is Tom Brady headed? Yeah, we saw it coming. I saw this coming. We had a good feeling that this was happening. I came on Current Sports 3.5 weeks ago and said that I don't believe Tom Brady is going to be a member of the New England Patriots. It's another thing, you know, thinking that and saying it. It's another thing reading it and it really becoming a reality and setting in. David comments and says, dumb move unless he just wants the money. And yeah, look. It's not a dumb move, man. Look, this dude has accomplished everything that any quarterback out there dreams about accomplishing on the professional football level. He's got 6 rings. He's the greatest of all time. At the end of the day, look, winning may not be his number one priority at this point in his career. At 42, about to be 43 years old at the end of the summer. It's all about the Benjamins at this point, I believe. And Michael counters David's comment by saying he deserves to get paid big off of the strength of his career. And yeah, you know, going back to Kobe, you know, because I see some similarities there. You know, Kobe playing with one organization for as long as he did, for 20 years. He played 20 years with one organization, just like Tom Brady did. And if you remember, on the tail end of Kobe Bryant's career, he got that massive contract, not because Kobe Bryant was the best player in the league or one of the best players in the league, because his game had taken a bit of a dip, but he was still Kobe Bryant. That was a contract. That was a legacy contract. A contract from the Lakers that said, thank you, Kobe, for being one of, if not the greatest Los Angeles Laker of all time. Tom Brady's not going to get that contract with the Patriots, but he may get it elsewhere. He may get some cheese that, you know, from somebody that says that, thank you, Tom Brady. That cheese will say in Tom Brady's mind, yeah, that there's some validation there that I am the GOAT. That's what this is about. So I totally agree with Michael there. And, Kai says, who said there will be no sports to report over this quarantine? Wrong. And our very own Scott Pohl even commenting on Facebook and saying, California boy, not Michigan man. that's a good comment there, Scott. So Tom Brady again announcing today that he is no longer a member. He will no longer be a member of the New England Patriots organization. What is your reaction? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number you can text, not call. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News and weigh in there. Tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. What I want to do right now is hit our final break. When we come back, we will have a throwback interview for you, a positive throwback interview for you with the producers and host of the Gumption Podcast, student philanthropist Tim Hurd and former Michigan State football great Todd Duckett. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. And right now, you know, I just think that we need a little bit of positivity right now, because it is just a trying time in our nation and in our world. I really hope you all are being safe amidst the coronavirus crisis, only leaving if you have to. All right, folks, because right now it's just about being safe, being smart and safe. So, I'm coming to you from my apartment right now. We have been producing Current Sports, and will be until further notice. This is our second day producing Current Sports from my apartment, which has been a bit different. But, you know, the show must go on, and I'm just blessed that I'm still able to produce content for you all here on WKAR AM 870. 105.1 FM. And I thought it'd be fitting to just kind of turn back the clock just a moment to a really great chat that I had at the end of February with former MSU football great Todd Duckett and student philanthropist Tim Hurd, who have combined to put together the Gumption Podcast. And they joined us on the show to talk about, you know, what led up to the creation of the podcast. They previewed some of their main talking points, and this podcast is all about positivity. It breaks down how to better your life, how to change your mindset from a negative one to a positive one. Just a fitting conversation, a fitting podcast for what we're going through right now. I wanted to play a little bit of that to bring some positivity to you all on this March 17 of 2020. Here is my chat with Tim Hurd and Todd Duckett, again, producers and host of the Gumption Podcast.
what is Gumption, and why did you guys settle upon that name and thing?
Yeah, so gumption is basically, it means like energy, it means initiative. And for me, I was just listening to, I'm a big fan of Big Crit. And I was listening to Big Crit, and he has a song called Gumption. And it's like, boy, you got gumption. And I'm like,
that's where I've heard it before.
That sounds good. I'm like, I like that. But then instead of the S-H-U-N, I'm like, his name's Todd, my name's Tim. That's two T's. Why not do the T-T-I-O-N? It's the same meaning. It's just a different spelling. So I was like, let's go ahead and do that. And he was like, yeah, I'm that's with it. Let's do
that. That was it. That's it.
And that was it.
Easy.
Yeah, so.
And what does it mean again?
It means energy, initiative. And I was just thinking about different characteristics that we bring to the table in terms of having high energy, having that initiative, and just wanting to spread love and positivity and all of that.
We need more of that. Yeah. We need more of that. Don't we, Ty?
That's what I'm saying.
Because, you know, sometimes I scroll on Instagram and Facebook, and I just want to just throw my phone. You know, then I realize, hold on, I need my phone. But, you know, it's just so much negative energy out there.
Your man said it in the booth last segment, talking about how all we hear about is criticism. Mm-hmm. It's not often that we hear when people actually have done things that are positive.
Right.
So you got to force that now. I mean, you got to force it, and hopefully more people will share that. But it's amazing how more people are willing to share what they're going to point in the finger in their judgment rather than the struggle and the success of life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's so much beauty in the journey, right?
Right.
For sure. So you guys have now, I want to say, 4 episodes up.
Yep.
Self-discipline was the first. Mm-hmm. Then you hit us with self-value. Just do it, and then just finish it. Mm-hmm. Can you guys kind of take us through how you've mapped out these themes and what people can learn from those 4 segments that are already out there? I believe the latest one was published just a few days ago on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so I could take a little bit of it. You take a little bit of it. So I think the conversation came up. So after we finished the recording, we went back and we listened to the recordings ourselves. We were doing like film work for it. So like just doing studying and like.
So you guys basically did like some practice.
Yeah. Gotcha. It was like a process to it. And we were both like, yo, we love this process. But in this process, we were able to find out some other conversations that we could take from that very first conversation that we had with his iPhone on the stool.
Yeah.
And from there, I was like, all right, cool. We talked about this. Now let's hit this. And then from there, we can hit this part. And then our first 4, we were able to crank it out, and then we made this list, and we kind of just went off of that with it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that practice session we did, there was no topic. It was just, can we talk for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
And so we just sat there, and we kept kind of went back and forth, things he said, things I said, and we did. Next thing you know, it was 20-something minutes. We're like, wow, okay. And we went back and listened, and we started hearing key points that came up. Like, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. And we're all about building people anyway. Like, that's what it's all about, making your best version, becoming you, living your dream. And how do you do that? Like, okay, so what do you have to start with? And we just literally walked a person through them wanting to be something.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And so you start with your value. You start with your self-discipline first. Then your value. You start, okay, have a plan. Just do it. Now finish it. And then now we're going to get into the next part we're getting into is transition.
Yeah.
How do you make that transition from success to more success, no success to success? But we all have these transitional spaces in our life. And how do you navigate your way through those to still be what you want to do in your dream? So that's the next series we're going to start leading off with.
Right. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So this is for the person out there who is trying to better themselves in any area, really, whether it be personal life, whether it be career, because we can always get better in whatever we're chasing, whatever we're doing in life, right?
Absolutely.
And you guys kind of break that down, the process, through, of course, personal experiences and what have worked for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do now is, can you guys give us maybe just a taste of maybe even that first episode, self-discipline, because you start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First off, why was self-discipline the first episode of Gumption, and what, you know, just a little taste, because I don't want to blow it for our listeners, because you go listen to the podcast, right?
just
a little taste.
And you get a little snippet,
just a little something that our listeners can take away and intrigue them to tune in to the full episode. Why is self-discipline the first one, and why it's so important? We'll start with Tim.
Okay. I'll start it like this. So self-discipline is important because with discipline, you get freedom. So the more discipline you have, the more freedom you have to do what you want to do in life. If you're able to stay disciplined and remain consistent on something, then other doors and other avenues will open up. And it's kind of like that organic process. So if you start off and you have this discipline, then let's say you're an athlete and you're in the weight room and you're lifting weights and you're like, you know what? I don't want to do this, but I got to do this because I have a goal to meet. So if you're disciplined enough to get in those extra weights and, you know, you're able to run on the treadmill for a little bit longer, then that'll help you once you get onto the court, once you get onto the field to excel. But it starts with that self-discipline. And if you don't have that, then you don't have a foundation to go anywhere from there.
How do you develop that, Todd? Because you were, again, one of the greatest Michigan State football players of all time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that discipline of you waking up every day and being regimented and hitting the weight room and trying to pursue excellence, you know, it's everything. Self-discipline is everything. And it's so tough today in 2020 because there are so many distractions. How do you develop self-discipline in 2020?
Well, kind of saying something, piggybacking off of what Tim said, if you have a dream, if you have anything, a goal or anything you want to attempt, you have to create your rules and your laws first. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, along the path, you'll be willing to quit at any moment. You'll be willing to be distracted. You're willing to be able to wander off your path. Mm-hmm. But if you can start in the beginning and say, these are my rules, these are my laws, this is what I will and will not do, and I'm going to hold myself accountable. Okay, self, you ready now. And you create the high standard in self, and self agrees, and y'all in the mirror like, yeah, boy. Then you start the journey. And along that journey, distraction one's going to come up. Okay, it gets my attention. Where does this fall within my rules and my laws? Right. And will I do it or will I not? And if I don't do it, then what's the discipline? What is the process? And that if I can overcome that first one and be self-disciplined and focused, then the other distractions become easier and easier. And at the same time, each step, you're getting closer and closer to your goal. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell someone to just go do something with them not knowing the rules to the game or their own set of rules to play it. Right. So first, let's start out with our rules. So that's why we started with self-discipline, because if you pick up our podcast and we're talking about just finish it, mm-hmm. we talk about like the dark moments and how do you push through and you're almost there. How do you not quit? And if you have no rules or no laws, it's going to be easy. So if you pick up right at episode 4, go back to the beginning because there's a purpose-filled path to what we're talking about.
Right. So you guys don't want listeners just to. All right, let me just check out episode 3 and see what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a book.
You want them to start chronologically mm-hmm. so that everything can kind of make sense as to how to do this. So they get the full framework of how to be successful.
It builds it up. Each one is a chapter. Start at chapter 1, keep going, and you'll have the tools from chapter 1 to take to chapter 2. And you're like, okay, this makes sense. And it's just something that's organic. And it's, like I said, it's something that flows and that you can take something from.
Yeah.
Like a whole story.
And love that. And a lot of it is based off our stories. Mm-hmm. So in the first episode, we tell a story. And we may refer back to that story in episode 3 or 4 to get a point across. So if we say that and you're like, man, I don't understand what Tim did in 8th grade.
Yeah.
Then you're going to miss the golden nugget.
Right. it's not going
to make sense. So that's why. And again, discipline is the most important part. And will you be disciplined enough to go to the beginning and start over?
That is so true. Fellas, before I transition here, how can people out there listening to current sports right now check out Gumption? Please let them know.
Check us out online. We are on Facebook, and it's spelled Gumption. I'm going to spell it out for y'all because y'all might know, what is that? So it's G-U-M-P, 2 T's, I-O-N. So we're Gumption, and we're on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. Todd, we're on Anchor.
Anchor.
Spotify.
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. So anywhere you can get podcasts, you guys can listen and check out what Todd and Tim are doing.
All right, current sports fans, we are out of time on this Tuesday, but we'll be back at it same time, same place, on the Wednesday hump day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. You know, with the Tom Brady news, it kind of threw off my NFL free agency chat. I wanted to lead with Kirk Cousins and talking about just how much he's grown as a player and how much money he's banked in since leaving East Lansing as the starting quarterback for Mark D'Antonio's MSU football team. I'm going to dive into that on tomorrow's Current Sports. We'll talk about the contract of Kirk Cousins, who got an extension with the Minnesota Vikings, and other moves in the midst of NFL free agency. And as promised, I'll tell you where I think Tom Brady will be taking his football talents to. All right, until then, please be safe, love one another, spread positivity, just as you heard from Tim Hurd and Todd Duckett, around every one of your loved ones who are around you during this really trying time. We're going to get through this together. Be easy, people.